Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Friday, November 15th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, state leaders come closer to distributing funds from Georgia's $600 million opioid settlement. Prosecutors make their opening statements in the trial of the man accused of killing a UGA nursing student. And President-elect Trump picks a former Georgia congressman for his cabinet. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Georgia has received more than $600 million in opioid settlement money, and now state lawmakers are getting closer to distributing part of that money, $71 million. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Over 300 applications were submitted for settlement funds across South, Central, and North Georgia. Over the past few months, that list was narrowed down by almost half by members appointed locally in those regions. Proposals for treatment and recovery programs supposedly got priority, making up over half of the recommended projects. About a third of recommendations fall under harm reduction or prevention, with a few others promising research or training.
You'll be voting on recommendations made by the regions 1 through 6.
Now that list for project funding awaits final approval after state committee members were largely unanimous in their support during their first public meeting Thursday. Funding won't go out until next year. Meanwhile, projects for the Metro Atlanta region will be finalized independently in those counties. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis in Atlanta.
A prosecutor and a defense attorney presented their opening statements today in the trial of Jose Ibarra. The Venezuelan man is accused of killing nursing student Lakin Riley on the University of Georgia campus in February. The prosecutor told the judge Ibarra, quote, went hunting for females and killed Riley when she, quote, refused to be his rape victim. A defense attorney said the evidence is circumstantial and doesn't prove his client is guilty. Athens-Clarke County Superior Court Judge Patrick Haggard will decide the case after Ibarra waived his right to a jury trial. Ibarra's illegal entry into the U.S. has fanned the national debate over immigration. President-elect Donald Trump has picked former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. The 58-year-old Collins is a Baptist minister who served as a chaplain in both the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force Reserve. Collins represented a Northeast Georgia district for three two-year terms. He had defended Trump during the Robert Mueller probe into Russian interference in U.S. elections. Trump was displeased when Governor Brian Kemp passed on appointing Collins to the U.S. Senate in 2019. Kemp instead chose Kelly Loeffler. The Carter Center has released its preliminary findings on the 2024 general election. They praised Fulton County's election process as smooth, transparent, and well-organized, even with attempts to disrupt the election through nearly 40 bomb threats targeting polling places. The threats were found not to be credible and were cleared quickly. Observers monitored everything from poll worker training to vote tabulation and found no major irregularities. The Carter Center will continue monitoring post-election processes and plans to offer recommendations for improvement in its final report. People are being advised to avoid the water at Georgia's largest lake. The Lake Lanier Association says harmful algae blooms are appearing on the lake northeast of Atlanta, especially in shallow areas. The blooms can sicken people and pets and are the result of a mix of unusually warm weather, a lack of rain, and chemical runoff from lawns. Water samples from the green-colored blooms are being tested for toxicity. In the meantime, the association advises caution around the lake. A one-of-its-kind marathon will debut in Savannah tomorrow, drawing in thousands of runners and visitors to the city. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
Every woman's marathon is billed as the only marathon in the U.S. designed by and for women. About 7,000 women have registered for the inaugural race, which will start and end downtown as the course weaves through 15 neighborhoods. It comes 3 years after Savannah last hosted the Rock and Roll Marathon, which had caused days-long traffic disruptions. Every woman's marathon will be much less meddlesome, says Susan Broker, who directs Savannah's Office of Special Events, Film, and Tourism.
Days before the marathon, we're not shutting down streets like we have in the past. And so this team has really taken those things into consideration and made the changes that we required of them.
Race organizers say just under half of the participants will be first-time marathon runners. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
Georgia's unemployment rate remained at 3.6% last month for the third month in a row. The State Department of Labor said today Georgia's labor force rose by nearly 1,400 in October to a record high 5.4 million. Job sectors showing the most over-the-month gains were accommodation and food service. National brands Kiki's, Handel's Homemade, and Wawa are expanding in Georgia. Florida-based brunch restaurant chain Kiki's has more than 60 locations, about half in the Orlando area, but isn't offering many details about its coming outpost in Kennesaw, north of Atlanta. The company was recently acquired by Denny's. Ohio-based ice cream chain Handel's Homemade has more than 100 locations nationwide. Its newest is opening this weekend in Midtown Atlanta, with locations also planned in Buckhead and Cumming. And Georgia now has its first Wawa. The popular gas station and convenience store chain, based mostly in the Northeast and Florida, opened in Southwest Georgia's Bainbridge yesterday with plans for more locations statewide.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.
The first spotted lanternfly has been detected in Georgia. That's according to the Georgia Department of Agriculture. The invasive plant hopper poses a serious risk to the state's agriculture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the fly was detected in Fulton County on October 22nd. The first confirmed detection of the spotted lanternfly was made in Pennsylvania in 2014 and has spread to 17 states. An online auction of Gone with the Wind memorabilia has fetched more than $300,000. British auction house Bonhams sold more than 100 items, including movie props, costumes, sketches, and scripts, over 10 days ending yesterday. The most expensive object trading hands was a sofa used by actor Clark Gable. Other items auctioned include a first edition Gone with the Wind book signed by Atlanta author Margaret Mitchell and a ticket stub to the movie's 1939 Atlanta premiere. The memorabilia came from the collection of an antiques dealer, Walter O'Connor, who died in 2018. And that's it for this edition of Georgia Today. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you'll come back on Monday. The best way to do that is to subscribe to this podcast. That way, when we put out a new episode on Monday afternoon, it'll pop up automatically in your feed. And if you want to check the news over the weekend, don't forget to visit gpb.org/news. We are always open to your feedback and your story ideas, so connect with us via email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and have a great weekend.